The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Lots and lots of news breaking out. So many things to talk about, so many things to discuss today, and not a whole lot of time. Just a reminder, by now, most of you know at 5 o'clock, we sign off on AM 880. Our AM signal signs off at 5 p.m. November and December. Nothing we can do about it. It's an outdated, antiquated FCC rule, and so we've just learned to live with it. But the good news is we now have 104.5 FM that does not sign off. So many of you are able to just switch over or continue on 104.5 at 5 p.m. And those of you that are unable to get 104.5 FM, the good news is streaming is so available, so popular, so prominent now. You can stream on your phone with your app. You can stream on your tablet, your computer. It's just really, really easy to get the streaming audio, so you don't have to miss a minute of the program. So anyway, just a reminder, if you're listening on AM 880, you need to get ready to go to streaming audio or to move over to 104.5 FM. Let me just deal quickly with the impeachment hearings. They are continuing now. Ambassador Volker is continuing his opening statement, which has been going for about 15 minutes now. It's a very lengthy opening statement. I have not been able to listen to much, so I honestly don't know what he is saying. I listened to as much as possible of the testimony this morning. And as the rest of the hearing so far, nothing worthy of impeachment. A career NSA officer testified that he felt that the phone call between President Trump and the newly elected president of Ukraine, was inappropriate. That was it. But was it illegal? Well, probably not. Impeachable? No. But it was inappropriate, and it caused me to be concerned. Okay. One person thought the call was inappropriate and caused concern. That's it. And yet, listen to this headline from CNN. Headline. And I quote, witness gives first-hand account of quid pro quo. There's only one problem with that. He didn't have evidence of quid pro quo. He gave his opinion, but many, many others who listened to the same phone call and the transcript had. So far, this whole thing is based on hearsay and opinion. No proof, no evidence. The other witness was a woman who has been on the staff of Vice President Pence, and she thought the phone call was, and I quote, unusual. That was the extent of the evidence today. The phone call was either inappropriate or unusual. And that's it. That is it. So far, The American people are going to see through this. If they're paying any attention, if they're paying any attention whatsoever to these hearings, and not just reading the headlines from CNN, objective people are going to listen to this, see this, read this, and go, there's nothing here. But it continues. It continues. All right, I've got to deal with the Chick-fil-A thing. We talked about this yesterday. And honestly, I was hoping that we would have more clarity from Chick-fil-A today. We do not. Which makes me even more sad than yesterday. Because if you were listening yesterday, I said repeatedly, I hope and pray this is a big mistake. I hope and pray that this is fake news, misinterpreting a position from Chick-fil-A. This is misinterpreting the press release from Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A is going to and it has been a long time since I have seen a story so covered by conservative and religious news sources. It's everywhere, and I mean everywhere. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because I did yesterday. But here's the take home, folks. And there is something very profound to learn here. This is going to hurt Chick-fil-A deeply. I say this constantly. If you're a regular listener, you're probably sick and tired of me saying this, and you're sick and tired of hearing it. When you try to please everyone, say it, class. Can you repeat it? You've heard me say it over and over again. When you try to please everyone, you end up pleasing no one. Chick-fil-A has been under attack now for about 7 years from the radical, far-left LGBTQ mob, the gay mafia. These are some of the most vicious people on the planet. Trust me, I've been on the other end of them. They are vicious. And Chick-fil-A has been bombarded by them, called names, boycotts, marches, protests. And I honestly believe that Chick-fil-A, for whatever weird, warped, strange, and wrong reason, believed maybe if we give in just a little bit, we can please the LGBTQ crowd and not lose the conservatives, who have been their bread and butter and who have stood shoulder to shoulder with Chick-fil-A. I don't know that any company in American history has had more support from the Christian community than Chick-fil-A. And I honestly think that Chick-fil-A thought they could walk the fine line. We'll moderate a little bit. We'll compromise a little bit. We'll throw a bone to the LGBTQ people and still not tick off the Christian community. And so they capitulated. They compromised. And as I said yesterday, and as I will repeat again today, you will never, never, never appease the far left. Never. No matter what you do, no matter how much you compromise, you will never appease them. And if you try to appease the far left, you will lose everyone else. And that's exactly what has happened to Chick-fil-A. I'm coming up on a break, and I'm going to go to Jim and Lewis Center. But I have a stack. I don't think I've ever come into the studio with such a thick stack of stories about a particular topic. They're all about Chick-fil-A. And probably three-fourths of the stories I'm holding in my hand are stories blasting Chick-fil-A. And they're from the LGBTQ. It's not enough. We don't believe them. It's not enough. It really is sad. It really is.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
May I just reiterate something? When it comes to truth, don't try to compromise. Don't try to appease. Don't try to placate. It never, ever, ever works. History is replete with Christian organizations that have paid a price for standing for truth, whether it's family, marriage, sexuality, the inspiration of Scripture, the bodily resurrection of Christ, the incarnation of Christ, whatever it is, solid biblical truth. History is filled with denominations, churches, Christian organizations that have been criticized severely for taking a biblical stand, and they finally get tired of being attacked, and they think, well, we'll just soften our stance a little bit. We'll just soften just a little bit. We'll compromise just a little bit. We'll try to appease them. We'll be nicer. I cannot think of a single time in the history of the Christian church where that has worked. I can't think of a single time, because the enemies of the truth are never, ever appeased. Never. They are never appeased. And then you have separated yourself from the people that are still holding the truth, still holding the line. Denominations started this. The mainline Protestant denomination started this tack years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, some of them 80 years ago, compromising here, compromising a little here, because we don't want to be attacked. We don't want to offend. We don't want to upset people. And look where this has ended with the mainstream Protestant denominations. Now, again, I'm not going to go into them. But I've got story after story after story from the enemies of Chick-fil-A saying, well, that's okay, but it's not enough. Well, that's okay, but they haven't gone far enough. They're not appeased. They are not appeased. And so Chick-fil-A tried to make everyone happy, and in the end, they have made no one happy. May that be a lesson for all of us, all of our churches, all of our denominations. If you try to appease everyone, if you try to make everyone happy, when it comes to truth and issues of truth, no one will be happy. So stand for truth. Do it in a loving, kind, gracious, Christ-like way, but stand for truth and be willing to pay the price and seek the blessings of God. All right, let's go to Lewis Center and Jim. Hey, Jim, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Bob. Hey, I just have a little different take on things.
Okay.
But I thought I would share. I'm disappointed, very disappointed with Chick-fil-A's decision to do that, because I believe that God has blessed their business immensely because of the position they took, and in spite of all the other persecution and so forth. But the questions I have to ask myself, as the people of Chick-fil-A, have they really changed their position as far as whether transgenderism and LGBT is okay or not? Because they have taken their money away from the Salvation Army, but they say they're going to give it to local causes. They're not going to quit giving charitable. Maybe the charities are going to be Christian churches in local communities. Do we know that?
Yes, we do. And the interesting thing is Chick-fil-A has never had an official position on LGBTQ. They never have. They have never had an official position. They have said, we will serve anyone, we will hire anyone. The accusations that they are anti-LGBTQ are completely bogus. There was never a shred of truth to that. None. So they never had an official position. So to answer your question, no, they didn't change because they didn't have one. But the organizations that they are now supporting are either secular. The Covenant House that they are supporting is a nominal Catholic organization that is very pro-LGBTQ. In fact, all of their employees have to go, take what they call a true color test to make sure that they are accepting of LGBTQ. So the one organization, this Covenant House, that they have moved their money from, Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Salvation Army, is very pro-LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, have they said that they did, was this, I believe it was a mistake, but I make mistakes too. But the question is, did they do this as a business decision or did they do it from pressure? And the other thing I got to say is I hear a lot of people say, oh, you're going to boycott Chick-fil-A now. Well, are you going to boycott Wendy's and McDonald's and other places that don't support the Salvation Army and the and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
And Jim, that's a point I made yesterday. I don't think we should boycott them. I'm not calling for a boycott. But here's how my attitude has changed. If I was even close to a Chick-fil-A, I wanted to go there just to support them. I mean, I love their sandwiches anyway. But I wanted to go, and I wanted to help them. I wanted to support them. I no longer feel that way. If I'm close and I'm hungry for a chicken sandwich, I'll probably still go to Chick-fil-A. But my my attitude is different. Does that make sense?
Sure. It really does make sense, Bob. And it is, like I said, it's regardless of what was entailed there, the position is being bored at is being picked up by the, like you said, every swinging liberal media group in North America and South America, probably all over the world.
Oh, it's everywhere. Yeah, it is yeah. Everywhere.
So it's they have what. And you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens as far as their business is concerned.
It's going. I think it's going to hurt their bottom line because, as you pointed out, for 7 years now, they have refused to cave in to the homosexual mafia, the LGBTQ. They have refused to cave in, and in spite of that, or maybe even because of it, they have experienced more growth than any fast food chain in America in the last 7 years. They have outperformed everyone. And so why in the world would they make a business decision when they are doing so incredibly well? Why would they change course? And I think that's what everybody's asking. And no matter what they do now, they're going to be criticized by somebody. And that is sad.
Yeah,
it's just, it is sad. Hey, Jim, good to talk to you. Thanks so much for the call.
One more thing, Bob.
Well, I don't have time. The music is starting. I'm going to put you on hold, though, take you afterwards, but I can't continue right now. Oh, no, I can't. I've got an interview. Call back later in the program.